Let us pray.
Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Even this afternoon, as we listen to your word, Lord, I pray that let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts, Lord, be acceptable to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's scripture reading is taken from the Old Testament, Ezekiel 37, reading from verse 1 to verse 10. And many people have named this portion of the Bible as the Valley of Dry Bones. But I also want to say that not only is that Valley of Dry Bones, it's really a valley of hopelessness. Now, Ezekiel, the prophet Ezekiel lived during the time of the fall of Jerusalem. Historically, Jerusalem fell under the hands of the Babylonians, and they were exiled, they were being taken to Babylon. The land of Israel and Judah has been conquered by the most powerful forces during that time, the Babylonians. And during this time of difficulties under the Babylon control, Ezekiel received his call to become a prophet of God. The temple was destroyed, totally was destroyed. They have lost, the people of God had lost everything, even the very presence of God they look upon. The temple was destroyed. They have lost the very presence of God. They were, in fact, in a very dark period for God's people. Israel was in despair, lost, and truly in a hopeless situation. And in such a background, Ezekiel prophesies about hope, restoration for God's people. And then this afternoon at our Saturday Thanksgiving service, I want to share with all of us how God brings about hope when everything is hopeless and in despair. God is willing throughout history. God is ever willing to do that, to bring us out of our despair. He is able to bring hope, life, and joy into the valley of dry bones. This afternoon, I share four things with you. The first thing, firstly, we must face and admit that we are in valley of dry bones. God wants us to know our situation. Whatever situation we are in, God wants us firstly to admit, to face it. Yes, God, I am in a despair. I am lost totally. Firstly, we must face and admit that we are in a valley of dry bones. So-called, forgive my language, life stinks in a sense. Everything doesn't seem to work out for you. Life is horrible. But God wants us firstly, before he does anything, he wants us firstly to face the reality of life, our situation. And in verse 1 and verse 2 of Ezekiel 37, verse 1 says, "The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley, and it was full of bones." Verse 2. "And he led me around among them, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and behold, they were very dry." Ezekiel was literally, in his vision, was brought to a valley of dry bones. Imagine, he was walking among the bones. He was not just looking at the bones, but he was brought into the center of the bones, and he was walking among the bones. This is what the people of God was during that time. Hopeless is like bones. How long, so now when I read this, how long has the bones been laid there without a grave? How long these bones have been there? It must be a long, long period under the hot sun, that they were very dry. Bones, skeletons so-called, lying in the open without graves. And this afternoon, you and I may be in some sort of valley, may not literally in the valley of dry bones, but we are maybe in despair, in a valley of hopelessness. It may have been a very long period of time that you are in such a situation. Let me just quote a few examples, and I believe some of us are going through. Are you in a valley of loneliness and rejection? Or are you in a valley of depression due to some reasons? You're just so depressed. Or are you in a valley of pain, both physically and emotional? Are you in a valley of sickness? The doctor have just diagnosed you with cancer or diagnosed you with some kind of disease. And you have fear of not able to make it in life. Are you in a valley even of financial stand still, just unable to make your ends meet? Worse, are you in the valley of debts? Due to, for some other reason, people are chasing after you to pay the debts. may not be your reason, may not be you are the reason, but somehow you're in the valley of depths. Are you in a valley of despair and very desperate and hopeless? Everything seems to end. You see around you all these dry bones, and they're very, very dry. Are you in a valley of spiritual dryness? God seems to be so far away. There seems to be a thick ceiling above you, and you just cannot speak to God. You can't hear Him. Spiritual dryness valley. Or are you in a valley of emotional dryness? You're going through life. You're like a living dead, meaningless. Later I'll share some testimonies. And are you in a valley of relationship dryness? Very, very dry. You have come to a standstill. The other thing is, are you in a valley of marriage dryness? Nothing seems to work. At the very end of giving up, so-called, let's call it quit. Let's file for a divorce. Are you in that valley? Now listen, there is a God. God's presence can be with each one of us. His refreshing touch can be yours and can be mine this afternoon. There is hope for you and for me. All we need to do is to really focus on God and now and know how much He loves us. Today, I believe, this afternoon, you can know and experience the refreshing touch of the Holy Spirit. Today, we have the loving presence of God as you and I walk through whatever valley we're walking through. You know, God has been faithful, is faithful, and will forever be faithful. Since we started this service some 4 years ago, right, God has been blessing, adding people into our Saturday service. And that is the reason we have today's Thanksgiving service. Come and celebrate with us. Celebrate God's goodness. Today, this afternoon, you can, as you hear the word of God, be refreshed. The very presence of God is with you and me. So the first point is to know and admit, yes, Lord, I'm in this valley. First, admit. Secondly, believe that God can restore you. Verse 3. And He said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord, you know. God is asking us this afternoon, can these bones live? Ezekiel answered, O Lord, you know. He have confidence in God. He knows that God can make the bones alive. No matter how difficult, how desperate your situation, God is saying, can these bones live? And all we got to answer Him is, Lord, you know. You know my situation. A couple of years ago, we were in a very desperate situation, in really the valley of hopeless, a valley of no hope in a sense. We are missionaries to Taiwan 6 years. Actually, the bishop gave us 1 year, extend to 2 years and 3 years, 4 years, five and six. So bishop allowed us to go to Taiwan to be missionaries, but on our own, no pay leave for 6 years. To minister there, because Taiwan is not under the deaneries of Diocese of Singapore. And we went there, we ministered, we started church planting, and then the bishop on the third year of office, he said, Freddie, you got to come back because we need clergy in Singapore. So I said, give me another one year. He allowed. And in the fourth year, he said, no, you must come back. And because I, on my ordination day, canonical obedience, whatever the bishop says, you have to obey. So I said, okay, just give me another year, one more year, at least 6 years, one more year. And because our children, two of my boys were in an international school, and to relocate back, we felt that it's good for them to continue in an international school. Many people say, put them in a local school, it's okay, but we are convicted to do so. So 2 years before we relocate back to Singapore, I came back to Singapore for some errands. Actually, it's a funeral. Someone fly me back to Singapore just to do the funeral. It was in her will. So I came back and I went to this school, international community school, to ask whether it's a Christian international school, whether I can, in 2 years' time I come back, whether my two boys can enter the school. And the principal says, nope, it's MOE's direction. It's the rule of the MOE. There's certain quota for the international school to accept. There's no place, not possible for your two boys to come back. So I went back, and then a year later, the principal wrote an email to us. He said, really, I'm sorry, Freddie, there's no way. And during the Chinese New Year for that day, we felt that we come back, every Chinese New Year, we come back to Singapore to celebrate. And just felt convicted to go into international school again and try again, being thick skin, just try, see where they got space. And as I went in this time, not with the principal, but in the general office or secretaries, when I went in, lo and behold, I saw someone that I knew, my ex-classmates from Singapore Bible College. After 20 over years, she was there. I said, wow. God is good. He provided someone that I know. So like Hokkien said, can cham siong, maybe he'll pull string and let my boys. And then when Jesus said, no, Freddie, I saw you when you were walking. I know that you need something. There's no way. MOA control is very tight. There's no way that for any Singaporean to come in. But he says, this year is special. Somehow or other, we meet our quota. But the MOA gave us 2 places. And he asked me, how many children you have? I said, 2. So quickly register. And we registered and continue back home, the boys in international school. This is some sharing that we want to do. In your desperation, in your difficulties, cry to God, can these bones live? When God asked me, I said, can, Lord. You know how desperate I am. These bones can live. And God answered our prayer. Thirdly, we need to speak out the word. Firstly, we need to admit. Secondly, we need to believe that God can restore us. Thirdly, we need to speak the word of God and pay attention to the word of God. Verse 4, then he said, prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus hears the Lord God to these bones. Behold, I will cause breath to enter you and you shall live. The promise of God is to prophesy over this bone and these bones can live. Talking to dry bones is impossible. There was a lady in a Hokkien worship service who has gone through very difficult times. She was well. Until one day she went to see the doctor. The doctor says that she has cancer, a very late stage cancer. And when she received that news, she was totally in a despair, in the valley of sickness, no hope. And that day she received the news, she went out of the house 24 hours just roaming the streets of Singapore, a lady walking around. And the family were desperate, said, where? She wanted to call police. Can't find her. And later found her. She said, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm so healthy and I'm diagnosed with cancer. I can't live anymore. I was in a desperate situation. The son, Eddie, brought her to our welcome center one day and said, Pastor, would you like to pray for my mom? I said, of course. So we went down, we read the word of God to her, tell her that God's going to restore her, and she believed. And with that hope that God is going to restore her, bring her out of the valley, she continued her treatment, chemotherapy, she continues. And recently, a couple of months back, she went back to see the doctor. The doctor says, you know, madam, 80 to 90% of your cancer cells is gone. No more, left about 10%. But I'm going to take off your chemo, and I'll try again whether you can survive. She was so convicted, she said, Lord, Jesus is the one who healed me. I believe, and I want to be baptized. Just see the baptism photograph. Can I have the pictures? This is Madam Kim Ki. She was so convicted, and she was saying that I want to be immersed. Normally, a Hokkien service, if just one person, we normally sprinkle. But she says she wants to be immersed. Second picture, she wants to be immersed in the water. I say, okay, why do you want to be immersed into the water? She says in a simple Hokkien, says, my sin and my cancer cell will be in the water, and when I come up, a new person. No one taught her that. I want to be deep in the water and come up total new person. And true enough, that day when we baptized, just before we baptized, the sky was so dark, we threatened with thunder, but there was no, until she came out of the water, a couple of minutes, when we go back to the prayer hall, it started raining heavily. Her sin, where is her sin and her cancer cell? It's in a west porch baptismal pool. And we thank God because she was the last one to be baptized for that day. Or else whoever baptized after that will come out with the cancer cells. Simple. And she is here. She's trying to testify, but she's here. I would just like Madam Gwiki to stand. Right? Here she is. Praise God. Thank you. Kate Swart. So God can do it. And simple, she said, cancer cells, everything is in the water. Because she heard the word of God, and because we pray over her, like what Ezekiel said, prophesy over this bone, and this bone shall live. And fourthly, I'm going to close now. Fourthly, as Ezekiel spoke the word to God, lives begin. Healing takes place, but it does not take immediate. She continued with her chemo until the time the doctor says a couple of months back, your cancer cell is almost gone, 80 to 90% gone. And now she stopped her chemo treatment and just wait for the next appointment. She's totally gone. Do not continue that, just believe. Fourthly, continue in your faith. Verse 7 and verse 8, and verse 9 to verse 10, it says, so I prophesied as I commanded, as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a sound, and behold, a rattling. The bones came together, bone to his bones. And I looked, behold, there were sinews on them, flesh had come upon them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath. No breath. So continue. Verse 9, then he said, prophesy, O son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, and they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Continue. Say, prophesize. And then Ezekiel hear a rattling sound, all the bones. It's beautiful. Bones all mix around, and yet the bones can go to the exact person. So all the bones join together and sound, very loud sound. It's breath of God coming, and now the bones become alive. It's quite scary with skeleton walking around. But there was no flesh until prophesied. Then the skin comes, cover the muscles come, and everything comes. Transformation takes place. Continue in your faith, that belief that God can do exceedingly rattling sound. Prophesied. The renewed bones, but there's no life. But continue. And we just want one of our sisters from our Saturday service, Lena, to share something. She was in a very desperate situation when her husband, I'll let her share. Lena, can you just come out to share? Something beautiful that happened. She believed that God can do it. She continued as the church pray with her, pray for her. The husband is here today, or else he'll be dead.
I'm Lena, and today I'm here to share all my story with you. Yes, praise God, and thank you, dearest Father, for blessing all of us, all that you have done and doing for us. Thank you for your mercy, your care to walk this journey with us. My husband, Sutning, has a stroke on the 1st of August, this year. The doctor say it was very serious because more than half of his right brain was bleeding. He told us not to be too hopeful, and the right side of Setning's brain and the body was affected. Setning's right hand and legs will be weak and will have difficulties in movements. On the 2nd of August, the next day, Pastor Judy Teo came to see him in hospital. She spoke to Setning and prayed. She asked Setning if he would like to invite the Lord Jesus to be his Lord. Setning hesitated a long while, and Pastor Judy asked again and said that if he agrees, he has to show signs by nodding or shake his head, because Setning has lost his speech. He was very ill at the time. He was on drip and hardly moved at all. The hospital needs to use a vibrate machine at his feet to help his blood to circulate. Finally, he nodded, and Pastor Judy baptized him. When she laid his hand on him to pray, baptize him by water, his right hand jerked and moved over to the left side of his body. he suddenly looked more alert and seemed to be aware of his surroundings. At that moment, I was quite blur, and it did not occur to me that it was a good sign. Later, thinking back, I know that the movements of his right hand is a sign from God, and that we did right to baptize him, and God has chosen him to be his son. I have to hold on to that to believe. Pastor Freddie Lim came to visit and anointed him with oil. All this time, I was praying hard, praying to God to give me a second chance to be a good wife, and asking God to be with us. As long as he is with us, everything will be good. In the hospital, I even asked God to send his heavenly armies and angels to guide the ward, because in the evening and night, it was very scary. When all visitors left, I told him to calm me and guide us by being in the room with us, because the room was very eerie, and suddenly keep on looking at the ceiling and looking at the clock. Our Heavenly Father has indeed answered my prayers, and Sadling's hand and legs have regained his strength, and they are working very well today. Although Sadling has lost his speech, but his memories are returning. Till now, today, I'm still praying to our Lord to fully restore Sadling's speech and memory. Thank you, Lord. I too would like to thank the church, the Saturday's 4:30 ushers and Sunday 11:15 a.m. ushers for all their prayers, supports, and encouragements. I also would like to thank Monica to help in informing the pastoral staff to pray and visit Sadling when he was in hospital. Pastor Judy Teo for baptizing Sadling. Reverend Freddie Lim for anointing him with oil, and also let me have a chance to share my testimony with all of you. Canon Lewis Tay for his daily SMS of the Bible to read to Sadling. David and James for visitation and prayers. Patrick and his wife, Ellen, for visiting and prayers. Molly and her husband for their visitations, prayers, supports, and encouragements and advice during our stay in the hospital. Thank you, everybody. Please continue to pray for us. Thank you.
It's great to hear real testimony and how God, but continue to pray for them, for this couple, that he restore his speech to. Verse 10 in chapter 37 of Ezekiel. So I prophesied, Ezekiel said, so I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, exceedingly great army. But before this happens, he called upon the wind, four winds to come, and the wind comes. The bones stood up on their feet, an exceedingly great army. And this is what we're going to do this evening, this afternoon, to stand before the Lord and ask the Lord to come and restore us, to bring us out of the valley of depression or whatever it is. Can I invite all of us to stand as the great army stood up, the bones to bones stood up. Let us stand before the Lord, and we're going to ask of the Holy Spirit, as we always do ministry time, to ask of the Holy Spirit to bring life into us. So remember Isaiah in Ezekiel, I prophesied as he commanded, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, exceedingly great army. Can I ask you, if you can, just lift your hands in front of you, and I'm going to pray now. Where you are, pray this prayer with me. Come, Holy Spirit of the living God. Fill me. Restore me. What you did to the dry bones, do it to me now. In Jesus' name.